If you're like many of us, you're planning on trying to get great shots of the August 21st total eclipse, and you'd like to use your smartphone or GoPro, I have great news. Despite what you might have heard, you do not have to put a solar filter over the smartphone lens or GoPro lens to get this shot. All systems a go, let me fill you in. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today, and you are listening to Talking Tech. Now, experts have cautioned us to wear special solar glasses during the time of totality on August 21st, when the sun will not be blocked by the moon due to the harshness of the light, and that remains very true. Others have cautioned photographers attempting to take images of the eclipse itself in close-up form to buy special solar filters to put over the lenses of cameras. But the GoPro and smartphone shots will be wide angle, and the sun itself will comprise just a fraction of the image. Thus, according to Apple and GoPro, we don't need the filter. I've got a statement from Apple, quote, "You can point your iPhone at the sun right now to take photos, and the camera sensor and lens would not be damaged. The same is the case for the solar eclipse," unquote. Photographers using a larger camera like a Canon Rebel, Panasonic G-Series, or Sony A7 with a big zoom lens focusing on the sun would run into trouble, says Apple, because of the huge multiplication factor hitting the big lens. Many photographers, of course, will be using huge zooms to capture the moment when the sun slips behind the moon briefly, causing day to become night and then back to daylight again. Large focal lengths like a 400mm to 800mm are recommended for NASA-like shots. But the iPhone camera and that of similar smartphones like the Samsung Galaxy is a 28mm wide angle, and the lens on the GoPro is even wider, around 14mm, so the sun itself will be a very minor character in your photos and videos. Myself, I'm more interested in wide scene shots anyway, showing off the natural habitat of where I'll be and the crazy crowds. I will leave the close-ups to NASA. By the way, I'll be shooting time lapses and videos for USA Today and hope to sneak in some really cool people shots as well. I'll be in Newport, Oregon, by the way, for the big event, the first U.S. total eclipse since 1913. It all starts in Oregon, so if you're around, try to find me and say hi. Have questions about photography? Let's chat about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. And as always, please leave your reviews, comments, and suggestions.